Hi, Madeline. Look, I want to bring you a couple more of these conversations I've had today. As people begin to gather at this coffee shop, it's quite a busy place, a busy Starbucks here, and lots of people to talk to. Here are some of them.
My name is Ronald Williams. I was born in Georgia. I lived in California for 30 years, and I've seen changes, you know, from the 30 years to here. And one thing I can say, I've been really blessed from being in the South to see how it was there. Come from a family of nine. You know, one thing my mom always told me, if you treat people the way you like to be treated, son, you'll be fine. And I took that and I ran with it. And unfortunately, I've been an entrepreneur, been in my own business for 30 years. And it's been very good to me, and I meet people. And that's why I can be proud to stand here and talk to you and tell the world how great I am to be American, because that cloud is over. The sky is the limit now to me. That's how I feel, okay?
Mr. Williams, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Lauren Grant, and I am from Los Angeles, California.
And what do you think of all this?
I'm an American. My mother, all of the United States called my mom's house.
Everybody, your family from all over the country.
Yeah. They had to wait till 12 o'clock to November 5th to hear that speech. It was beautiful.
Did you ever believe that this would happen?
Honestly, no. I never imagined we would have a black president. And when the possibility was there, like my mother said, Generation X wants instant gratification. 2004, we didn't get it right, but 2008, we did. Barack Obama is president.
So, what are you going to do now?
Spend some more money. We got $700 trillion to get rid of. And only spending money is going to do that. As Wu-Tang said, cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. I'm serious. How are we going to answer it? Socioeconomics divides us. Everyone that has a dollar, spend it on something.
Lauren, thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Alicia Lenoir Wilson. I live here in Ladera Heights on this glorious morning. A victory for every American. I am just so thrilled to be an American. I am just so thrilled to be an African American. I never thought that I'd see this day in my lifetime, but it has indeed come true because people have risen. People have risen above bigotry. People have risen above sarcasm. People have risen above atheism. People have risen above just plain old ignorance. Yes, I am so happy that this day has come in my lifetime.
We're the Jamison family, and we're from the Baldwin Hills area here in Los Angeles. And we're just enthusiastic because we know we have a long journey ahead of us as a country, and we're excited to finally do something. I feel like some of the pioneers must have felt.
What are you going to do now? What is the country going to do?
We're going to go to Washington, D.C.
The first thing we're going to do is go to Washington, D.C. We bought our tickets about 2 months ago. We're going for inauguration.
You're going for the inauguration?
Yeah.
To be there.
Yes, we will.
We feel happy that Obama's showing that anybody can do anything. It doesn't matter about your race. Take it from him. He's president, and he's black.
And what's your name?
Micah Jameson.
Micah?
Jameson.
How old are you?
Nine.
And cold.
And you're cold and shaking here because it's a little cool this morning. So what are you going to be when you grow up?
I think about maybe being a lawyer.
Maybe president someday?
I don't know, maybe.
It's a hard job.
It's not a job I'd want today, I'll tell
you
that.
No, I'll tell you that. We're going to run. We have to go to school. Thank you so much. All right, bye-bye. Have a great day.
My name is Anthony Sparks. I am from Los Angeles, Baldwin Hills area, originally from the south side of Chicago, so you can imagine how I feel.
Did you ever believe this would happen?
Not now. Certainly not now. I'm 36 years old. I'm from the south side of Chicago. Went to the same high school as Michelle Obama, so I'm really, you know, just kind of like over the moon. And I thought maybe, when maybe if I was 80 years old, maybe one day, perhaps. But, you know, that's a funny thing about history. You can never say when it's going to take place, right? It's just,
yeah. Anthony, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Madeline, those are just some of the people that we've spoken with here at the Magic Johnson Starbucks in Ladera Heights. A little chilly here. The coffee, the conversation, both pretty warm. We'll be back later with more of this. And until then, I'll be listening to you.